Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And today's show is on the laws of resonance. The laws of resonance. These are the laws of physics that define how sound and vibration, not just sound, but how vibration works in the universe. So our intention today is that we all may know the laws of resonance and vibration so that we can become masters at working with our world in alignment with spirit for positive transformation. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things that are happening at the school. We've just started our semester in sound healing and therapy, the certificate and the associate degree. You could actually jump in at the Institute. The classes are Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends. And it's really profound what goes on here at the school. We've got about 12 different instructors, so you get a wide perspective. And we go through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally and spiritually. And we do a lot of practice with the equipment and all the tools and bowls and everything we have in our store. And it's a beautiful space for going really deep. It's really transformative. I mean, I've had people go through major healings, and also just about everybody is just transformed dramatically because our instructors are profound in what they do. So you could jump in. The next program for that begins June 5th, but that's the summer intensive version. It's still the same number of hours and same program exactly, but it's 10 days in June, starting June 5th, and then 10 days in August, starting August 4th. And it's 10 to 9:30 every day. So it's really good for people that are from out of town, especially because if you want, you could actually stay at the Institute for $200 for the whole 10 days, each of the 10 days. So it would be $400 for the full thing. Also, if you wanted to come for just half of it, you could come and do just the 2 weeks in or 10 days in June, which are the classes that are best done at the Institute. We set it up so the ones that are best done are in June. So you could actually finish online in August, or some people just don't come back at all. They just do the first 10 days. But if you wanted to get the certificate, you could actually finish in August. And the certificate program, of course, is the first semester of the degree program. So you can continue into the degree program if you like. And you could do that online as well, or at the Institute in September. Our next 3.5 month program for the certificate is in September also. So we also have that full program online. It starts, actually just started today, but you can start on February 24th is the next start time. And that's two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. and also on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it works really well. I mean, if you can't make it out, it is not bad. I mean, we do some profound work and healing on each other, and do a lot of voice work, and then you get to practice on friends and family. It's really an excellent class. It goes for about almost 6 months when you do it online, and because it's three days instead of four a week, or the other one's 3 days, and then sometimes the weekends. So again, that starts February 24th. And if you're interested, you can give us a call at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. The website is soundhealingcenter.com. We also have the audio recording classes, which also just started, so you could jump into that as well if you wanted to. We teach how to use audio equipment to change people's life you know, to really make your music and create music as well that is really profoundly effective physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You learn Pro Tools, although it's applicable to other programs, and then also you learn how to do recording, mixing, and producing with the equipment, and a lot of hands-on time. We also do the program online as well, and it works really well because you can see our screen, see what I'm doing with Pro Tools, and hear it in real time. And so the next version of that is a summer intensive version for the whole month of July. It's like 4 days a week throughout July, if you're interested in that. It's also at soundhealingcenter.com. You can find all the information. We also have some events coming up. Over the summer, besides the summer intensive, we also have the Mount Shasta retreat, which is July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And it's in Mount Shasta at Stewart Mineral Springs. And it's a beautiful place right on a raging river. And we just do sound for 2.5 days. The third day, we go up on the mountain and resonate with all the Lemurians and higher beings. It's really a profound time. And we've had some really pretty amazing experiences up there. And it's also, you get to go in the mineral springs if you want, in the tubs. And you can find that online at soundhealingcenter.com/love/Shasta. But if you go to soundhealingcenter.com and go to the school pages, you'll find it there. So, it's only right now, it's only $188. And then, but that doesn't include lodging. But lodging, you can get lodging as cheap as like, $20 a night for if you want to stay on the floor, or $40 a night if you want to share a room. So it's not bad at all. And again, it's profoundly beautiful place in nature. So we've got that. We're planning on doing another sound healing conference in September. We're working on putting that together, so stay tuned and we'll let you know more about that. We also have our sound therapy center where we can find your soul note, your home note, and get you a CD so you can be at peace just about any time. We also have the voice analysis program where we can find what's wrong in you and give you a CD and the key of what's right, to resonate you back into a balance of all frequencies. We also sell that program, the Voice Analysis Harmony program, for $888, and we got another training coming up March 10th, but you have to purchase it by January 20th because there's a little studying you have to do. And the program, the Voice Analysis VA program, Voice Analysis Harmony, it's really effective. It shows exactly what's going on with different organs and different issues in the body physically and emotionally, and based on what frequencies are missing in your voice. You can find that at voiceanalysisharmony.com. We also are now, we have other therapies in the therapy room. We do massage on the sound table. We can do chakra treatments. There's a full range of tuning forks and crystal bowls and voice treatments we do. You can find all of that at soundtherapycenter.com. We also have in our store, we've got a full range of crystal and Tibetan bowls. We've got chimes and drums and tingshas and sacred geometry pendants and sacred geometry structures. And we also have now, we're now selling sound chambers. Oh my God. I got a download years ago when I was in Egypt. And over the years, we've gotten a lot of information from higher beings on how to build these sound chambers. And we're collaborating with some of our instructors and a guy that is a architect. And so we've got the really small version you could just put in your room or in the therapy center. Only one person could go in. Or we have all the way up to the really big version where you can have about 25 people in the room. And we could even build one that will hold 2,000 people. But the ideal is 25 people max. And that's going to be, you know, a few million at least. But oh my God, oh my God, the information we've got is that this will be majorly transforming. I mean, we've got some really fine details. It's basically the King's Chamber exactly with an octahedron, I'm sorry, a dodecahedron exactly around the King's Chamber. So the King's Chamber is floating in the center of the dodecahedron sphere-like. And then an octahedron copper frame around the whole thing. And we've got special materials we're using. We're creating a grid that ties into the dimensions of the solar system. Oh my God, it will be very profoundly transformative. So you can find that in our store at all of the stuff in our store at soundoflove.com, right? And there's, you'll find many other things, including sound lounges and sound tables as well, which are, I'm probably the most effective, I believe, the most effective thing in sound healing, because they completely wipe out any emotional stuff going on and any, just about anything physically. It's amazing. If you got any tension in your body or any muscle pain, I mean, it's really, really effective. It works with Parkinson's patients, works for PTSD, really well for PTSD and drug rehab, and also really good for what was the other one I was going to say? Quite a few other things it's also good for if you're doing sports as well, right? Relaxation, really good for relaxation and pain management. Okay, so that's at soundoflove.com. So the laws of resonance. You know, I was a physics major at UC Berkeley years ago, and I took all the classes in physics of sound and learned a lot about how vibration works. And I've utilized this in my book, The Sound, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, which you can also find in the store. And it's really the basis of how not only sound works, but how vibration works throughout the universe. It's like when you know these laws of vibration, you know how to work with vibration to create change in your world. It really, and it ties directly into exactly how intention works or how any physical vibration works in the body or even any vibration works in to change the vibration on the whole planet. It's really the basis of it all, and it's really helpful because everybody says that your belief system is the most important thing as to whether something works for healing or for transformation. And when you understand what's actually going on with sound healing and sound therapy and everything that changes in the universe, then you believe it more, right? And if you can explain it to others, they will believe it more as well. But probably the most important is when we really pin this esoteric science that's been around since the beginning of time, right? I mean, it was mastered in India and using, you know, Sanskrit and such. I mean, it's been mastered in many cultures. I mean, Hebrew, I mean, there's the whole aspect of Hebrew language. I mean, there's like, the I'm blanking on the name, the people in Australia, the Aborigines. The Aborigines, I mean, they're well known for singing a bone back together, right? And it's just many cultures have used this. So when we pin it down with science as to what's actually going on, it helps it bring it helps bring it into the mainstream. And that's really the ultimate goal, to get it into the mainstream so that people can take their power back from doctors and even therapists, so that we can heal ourselves again and heal each other. Not that we want to get rid of all of these other, you know, medical things completely. There's a lot of it we could get rid of, but not completely. There's some things that are very, very helpful, right? That I've used, right? And a lot of therapies, but it's like a lot of people think this is woo-woo, right? This is not, you know, I mean, it's just like fun. And a lot of people just think it's craziness. It's really, including Bill Nye. I mean, it's just ridiculous, you know, how many. And so it's not until we really start explaining it. And we don't know very much. There's still a lot of research to be done when you get very specific with frequencies and sounds and even musical intervals, and especially all the different possibilities of music. But we do know some basics that are really important. Okay. We've got about 10 different laws here. So I want to go through them and let you know and talk about each one. Okay. The first one that's really obvious is everything is vibration. And when I say everything, I mean everything, not just physical world, not just all the elements, but every thought form, every emotion, everything in the quantum field, including intention. Your soul is a vibration. Spirit is a vibration. Love is a vibration. It's all vibration, right? And the beauty about this is it's the most basic thing of everything in the universe. I mean, even numbers are different vibrations, right? Some people say numbers are the most basic thing in the universe, but numbers are just different vibrations, right? So if you zoom in to the smallest thing we know of, like down to the quark or further, they're all just vibration. So this is the basis of everything. So it's like the least common denominator. It's the most basic primordial thing of everything in the universe is its vibration. If something's not vibrating, it doesn't exist, right? So this is really cool, because that means once you learn how this works, just as we said, then it's everything. I mean, these are the laws for everything. Okay. Now, the next law is that everything has its own resonant frequency that it prefers to vibrate at. Everything has its own vibration that it prefers to vibrate at. In fact, in science, scientists commonly define things precisely based on their resonant frequency. The elements are defined based on their actual vibrational rate. There's many things in chemistry that are defined based on vibrational rates. I mean, even in the medical field, they talk about things based on vibrational rate. I mean, different cells are often even different because of their vibrational rate, right? So now the interesting thing is many things have multiple vibrations in them, which are called harmonics. But everything always has a home note or fundamental frequency that all of these harmonics are based on. For example, in my heart, there's the chambers of my heart that have a resonant frequency, just like your shower has a resonant frequency, right? The space between the walls creates a standing wave inside the chambers of the heart. But the muscles of the heart have the material of the heart has its frequency. The blood has its frequency. The neurons in the heart, all the cells in the heart have their frequencies. There's a lot of frequencies in the heart, but there's always in the heart one home note, one that of all those frequencies that is the main note of the heart. And this is in everything. If you have a cell with multiple parts, it's got multiple frequencies, you still got a home note that is probably one of the parts, right? Or the overall, but it is the main frequency that all the other frequencies are based on that make up that thing or cell in this case, right? So, but the core resonant frequency is really important, because when you find that frequency and trigger it, especially in the body, you can actually create health. The number one thing that happens in the body is like a fibrillation, where a part of the body, it doesn't go out of tune like a lot of people talk about. Sometimes it does, and that's like really, really bad. That's like cancer, right? It's a different cell now. But mostly what happens in the body is it stops vibrating consistently. So instead of doing, which every part of the body does when it's healthy, it does, which is the stress and fear and anxiety and even anger, all the different chaotic frequencies that we're exposed to that are creating the chaos in our body. So the thing is, when you find a resonant frequency of something when it's right, you can resonate it back into that consistency that it normally does when it's healthy, right? Which is just like the vowels. Every part of the body, including cells and every organ, are humming consistently when they're healthy, just like crystal bowls, just like tuning forks, just like the voice when you do the vowels. Ah, ooh, right? That's the beauty of sound healing, is you're entraining things into this consistency, and that's the most basic aspect of sound healing. It gets very complex when you look for the exact frequency of things, but the consistency is the whole deal. This brings up the most important aspect of resonance in physics there is, and that is, a strong vibration will overcome a weaker vibration and entrain the weaker vibration into the same vibration as the stronger vibration. This is the most important law of physics that is well known. It's called forced resonance in physics, but I don't like that term, so I've renamed it dominant resonance, right? Now, this can be a real bummer, because there are many chaotic frequencies that we are dominated or forced into, right, or entrained into. I mean, first of all, there's the frequencies of electricity in the walls. They did a study and found that when they asked people, what's the most natural frequency, 70% of the people said, oh, when they gave them all the frequencies, they said, oh, it's 60 cycles per second. Well, that's the frequency in our walls, in the electricity in the walls. We're entrained into the electricity around us. When they did the same study in Europe and asked people, 70% of the people said 50 cycles per second. That's the frequency of electricity in the walls in Europe. We are totally entrained into this frequency. Now, 60 and 50 hertz are not bad frequencies, but they are not stable. They are really not stable. They're more like this. Right? So it's, you can actually get capacitors that you can put in your electrical system to clean it up, and it really is very cool. Now, these frequencies aren't very loud, but because they're consistently there, it's just like they're loud, right? It's really the same thing. So consistent, stable vibrations are as powerful as loud vibrations. So that's chaotic. We have many other chaotic frequencies. We've got, Wi-Fi and cell phone towers creating a huge amount of chaos that entrains us, a strong resonant vibration entraining us, the weaker, into it, right? But probably the worst is the just other people. Not only other people, but the astral field created by other people, especially compacted in the city of fear, anxiety, and anger, and all the other stresses that people are going through. It gets so compacted in the city, and that strong vibration easily entrains us into its vibration. It's hard to not be entrained into it when you go into the city, I found, right? So there's many chaotic vibrations around that we're entrained into. The good news is there's also many very beautiful vibrations, which are, when I say beautiful, it's really all about stability and consistency. One of the nicest and most stable is the earth. It's like the frequency like this. But about a million times stronger and more stable, right? The earth is a powerful, dominant resonance that if we just tune in, and it's not only earth, same thing, it's nature. Nature is such a incredible, it's the most amazing dominant resonant frequency on this planet. I mean, it is paradise here. It is paradise. It's unbelievable how profoundly beautiful it is on this earth. I mean, oh my God. Let's actually play a song that is all about this strong resonance of nature. It's called Creative Spirit. And so tune in to the earth and nature energy while listening to this song. earth and nature is one of the best sound healers there is. Vibrational healers. Even better, though, is the sun, the life giver. The life giver. Some people say even consciousness giver. The sun's profoundly stable, dominant resonator for not only us, but for the whole earth, actually. I think even more profoundly dominant resonance is our soul. I believe the soul is a profoundly stable frequency that is us. I think your soul does not need healing. I think your soul is this perfect, pure, stable frequency that when you tune into is unbelievably peaceful. And the beauty about the soul frequency is it's connected. It has all of the harmonics, those other frequencies that are all of your past experiences and everything you've learned, or all the karma you've created, right? And it's all about actually getting that, those harmonics into harmony. So reworking your karma, or just simply transforming your past so that you're not held back by it, by transforming the present, right? But the other beautiful thing about your soul is it's also connected to source energy, which is all frequencies in the universe. I think of source as all frequencies, right? So when you connect to that stable frequency of your soul, you're also connecting to the most stable frequency of source. I think your soul is just sitting there going, what the hell are you doing now to bring us away from spirit? Your soul doesn't need healing, I don't think. And sure, it goes through transformations on a whole nother level that we're not even aware of, but it's quite different than our personality or our mental or emotional bodies, which definitely could use healing or definitely could be entrained into that stability and expansiveness of everything we've ever learned and source energy, which is everything anybody's ever learned, right? I mean, it's really the ultimate. Alice Bailey talks about reconnecting to your soul through the Antahkarana. And she, I've just been reading this recently. Alice Bailey channels Dijwa Kul, who's an ascended master. And he says that you actually connect to the soul through the head, which would be through the pituitary and pineal, right? And so that's where you actually connect to entrain the brain into this stable energy, which then goes through your whole body. So it's really an interesting aspect to really raise your consciousness with enlightenment from the brain level. They say that the heart level is the beginning, but then when you get to really high consciousness, you have complete control over all your thoughts and all manifestation with your mind, right? And that's really the ultimate, where you become the master over your lower self, right? So there's only one other dominant resonance, and that's is Source itself. That's the most powerful of all. I mean, when you, everybody that says they've tuned into oneness, where they're one with the universe, says that it is the most peaceful, profoundly stable vibration ever. And you are it when you are one with the universe, right? It's like zoomed out to the level where you see everything. In the wider perspective, it kind of gives you a more stable vibration instead of being on the roller coaster of anything. You're seeing the full perspective. When you get zoomed out to see a wide perspective of anything, like a view, sparkles on the water, we go into this theta state, which is very peaceful, because now we're no longer doing the up and down thing of vibration. We are simply a witness watching all of it at once. And the most amazing thing that I've mentioned many times is there's indescribable love there, which is also a very profoundly stable vibration. You know, when you're in love, it is so peaceful. Peaceful emotionally and physically. It's the same thing when you tune into that universal love that is, everybody says they access when they go to that state of oneness. I mean, if you go on YouTube and go watch the near-death experience videos, they all say, oh yeah, I went through the tunnel and I was like in the light, one with everything. And they say there was indescribable love there. And the peace was profound. And what's so beautiful is people come back, and often that peace stays with them the rest of their life when people have the near-death experiences. That is the most profound dominant resonance ever. When you synchronize with Source and totally have your whole life transformed. You know, there's another law of resonance, and that is called transformative resonance. Dominant resonance is where you actually have a vibration that entrains something into that vibration, but when it goes away, the weaker goes back to its own stuff. It's like humans, right? We can have some really profoundly beautiful experiences and we think, oh my God, I'm changed forever. And then the next day we're back in our stuff, right? I mean, oh my God, it's like very common. The good news is the more you have these really beautiful dominant resonance experiences where you go into peace and bliss and oneness and all, the more you remain there, right? But the really cool ones are where you are transformed forever. There's a few experiences, some on drugs and some not on drugs, that I've had that are really majorly transformative experiences where my life was seriously changed forever, right? I've had quite a few of those. I won't even go into them. We might be here all night, right? And you can think of the times that you've had experiences that like profoundly change your life forever. That's transformative resonance. They say that we're going into this field in the Milky Way that is a torsion field that is transforming us forever into a higher consciousness. And the ride's a little bumpy, right? But we're on the way to this higher consciousness where 12-strand DNA, you know, the full range, that will be completely transformed forever. Imagine every heart on the planet connected, transformed forever. Here's the deal. When you get, there's one aspect, one law that I didn't mention, and that is resonant fields. Whenever you have more than one thing vibrating at the same frequency, it creates a resonant field around it, which is actually measurable scientifically. I mean, it's like two people in love, right? You got this whole field around you, resonant field. It's like you can see it. It's like, oh, God, gee, you know, or if you're in it, it's like, whoa, you know, everything around you is transformed by it. People can feel it a mile away, right? It's really cool. You get more than two people, like a whole room full of people resonating the same frequency, and you create a really strong resonant field. Or you get 10,000 people in a concert resonating the same vibration. Now you've created a really strong resonant field. And it's, what's cool is resonant fields are really the most powerful dominant resonances there are. The more people you get in a certain vibration, the more others are entrained into that vibration. So this is a cool meditation that we do in the school. You know, every year, I just mentioned earlier that we go to Mount Shasta and do a retreat there. And they say there are 3 million Lemurians living inside of Mount Shasta in Talos, in love and light all the time. I know a few people have been in. I've been in etherically. And it's like, you know, just bliss, right? And I always say, okay, if you were – regardless of whether this is true or not, if you're in a room with 3 million people that are living in love and light all the time, how long would it be before you're in love and light? Poof. Yeah, poof. Just like that, right? And the beauty is based on dominant resonance, you'll never come back, right? I mean, you'll be in love and light from then on because you can't get out of that field, right? It's like you don't have to deal with your stuff anymore, at least most of it, right? At least the 3D part. And it's very powerful. So then I think, okay, how many people on this planet are living in love and light all the time? Some people say 5, a dozen. I think there's, you know, I used to think only a few thousand, but, you know, I wouldn't doubt there's like 10 or 20,000 because there's a lot of people living in ashrams. There's a lot of people that are kind of just blissed out all the time. Don't see many around here, but in other cultures. And I'm, you know, I think there's a lot of people, if you add them all up, not that many, only maybe 10,000, maybe 20 if we're lucky, that are in love and light all the time. Right. However, we forget the babies. There are 400,000 babies born today, and they're mostly in love and light until one, at least their crown is open. So they're in love and light. If you add up all the babies that are 1 year old, that's about 175 million babies on the planet. And the truth is, we are in the room with them right now. We are connected to everybody on the planet through the quantum field, through entanglement. So imagine a room, 175 million babies. Oh my God. Imagine hanging out there all the time. We were talking 3 million a second ago. But, you know, we should also count the percentages. If I'm in love and light 30% of the time, then three people like me should count as a whole person, I think. Don't you agree? Right? I mean, even the 10 percenters add up. That 1 percenters add up. I mean, if you add up all the percentagers, I would say we got another few million, probably 200 or 300 million right there. All the people that are blissed occasionally. That counts, right? So if we count the babies and the percentagers, we're up to a half a billion almost, all right, already. But then we should count sleep time, deep delta sleep time, which is about probably about a third of our sleep time we're in deep delta. Because when you're in deep delta, you are 100% merged with source energy being regenerated. That's why it's so important to not, I mean, to get that sleep, that deep delta, because if we're not, we're wiped out. It's kind of interesting that God set it up so that everybody has to go back to source each night. If you don't, you basically die. You start getting sick. You know, it's like God's rule. It's a little controlling, it seems. No, I'm sorry. It's perfect. It's all perfect. It was really designed perfectly to bring us back to source. So if you add up all of that sleep time where we're all in perfect harmony with source, oh my God. I mean, that's a third of all people on the planet. I mean, goodness, that's like what? We're up to like, what, another 2 billion right there. Not even counting babies and percentagers, although I guess you call that percentages or percentage. So that adds to our percentage or time, right? Oh my God. So we're up to at least a couple of billion right now on this planet. In love and light. We were just talking 3 million a minute ago that we'd be poof in the zone. There's a couple billion. What this means is at a certain point, there will be so much love and light on this planet. We're getting to the tipping point that the rest will be entrained into that energy all the time, just like being in the room of 3 million Lemurians. Imagine if this is true. Oh my God, all hearts on the planet connected all the time. Metatron, downloaded by Tiburon, says 2036. Corey Good says maybe solar flare will cause it in 2020. I mean, it could happen tomorrow. Imagine, and there's like all these crystal grids that's been set up around the planet to help hold our consciousness. I mean, imagine if this is true. Oh my God, I would want to go into the city just to walk around and see and be with people. Any people, because we're all in love and light and bliss all the time. Oh my God. Just imagine if this is true and our planet is completely transformed by dominant resonance. It's the deal. It's the whole thing to do with resonance, which means the more you resonate any of the higher emotions of gratitude, compassion, especially compassion, it's a really important one to learn. I think it's surprising how few people really know how to do compassion, but also love. A lot of people have that one down. And joy, although we could learn it better, or resonating with your soul, or resonating with source energy, where you're one with the universe and profoundly still, and there's indescribable love there. Imagine all of us on the planet in that energy all the time. Just imagining it is dominant resonance to help bring it into being. But when you make a sound of that energy, you create even a stronger resonant field. So make a sound with me to help bring it into being. Hold that energy through the evening, through the week, through the months and years to come. Imagine not having to hold it anymore, because the field keeps us there for lifetimes. May it be so. Thanks for listening, and take care.